This podcast is brought to you by Nedbank. Whether you're thinking of starting a new business or growing your existing business, keep listening to this podcast for great tips on how to manage your business goals.
Welcome to the Essential Guide for Small Business Owners podcast brought to you by Nedbank. My name is Leo Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. I am joined in studio by Thane Niemand, who wrote the Essential Guide for Small Business Owners. We're going to be having an interesting discussion over the next few podcasts just around starting a business, registering your business, growing your business efficiently, and banking and finance, amongst a host of topics. But before we get into all that, let's get to know just a little bit more about the author of the book, Thane Niemand himself. Thane, how are you?
Well, thank you, Maduria. Good to be with you.
So can you let our listeners know a little bit about you and how this book came about?
Well, I'm fortunate to have been involved with small business for nearly 30 years. I have a legal background, but finance and business is my thing. And in the last 30 years, I've dealt with seminars, done some radio, and I really enjoyed doing the TV show It's My Biz with Nedbank a couple of years ago. So, yeah. Small business is a passion.
Now, this guide is actually available right now for free download on nedbank.co.za under their Small Businesses tab. What are some of the key takeaways, you know, from each of the topics that you feel small business owners should be paying attention to along the way?
But Dua, you know, I don't know if you're like me, but if I go into a restaurant and I sit at a table that's wobbly, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to either move from that table, or I'm going to fold up a serviette and stick it under the leg so that the table is stable.
Yeah.
Very often, small business owners, we're a bit wobbly on whether we should start this business,
yeah,
or if we're already in business, how do we expand the business? How are we doing? So I believe the guide is the go-to manual to decide on what it is you need to do to either start your business correctly or, in fact, do a health check on your business.
Yeah.
You know? So we've got a bunch of topics that we address, and I want to almost say to you that you don't have to be a rocket scientist to go through this guide.
Mm.
It's not a formal lecture. It's very practical,
yeah,
and very much geared towards empowering the small business owner to make the right decisions as far as his business is concerned.
Now, it sounds like there's a lot in this book that business owners can actually take away from. But do you have something in the guide around how to assess the health of a business?
That's such a good question, Madiwa, because starting a business is one thing. It's very important to be able to maintain the momentum and the impetus of your business. And how do you know how well you're doing? So we've dedicated a whole chapter in our book relating to the profitability of your business, how to assess your gross profit, how to assess your net profit. In fact, how to calculate your gross profit and your net profit. But it's important to know those things to see whether your business is going to survive. Over and above that, what I find business owners struggle with is, at what point am I making a profit? In other words, what is my break even? Am I actually making this business work, or am I subsidizing it too much? And I also want to talk a little bit about efficiencies, how quickly, how easy are you collecting the money that's due to you, how are you paying it out, so to avoid any cash flow issues. And very often, business owners that apply for funding will want to look at their solvency. In other words, how solvent is my business? And there I tell you in the guide how to assess your solvency from an assets point of view and a liabilities perspective, because if you're going to look for money, that's what the funder is also going to have a look at. Are you a solvent business? So we've got all of that in the guide. Easy to understand. You don't have to be an accountant. You don't have to be a lawyer. You've just got to be a small business owner.
Mm. Now, I understand, as we already said, that the book is available for download on the website, and I understand there's also a physical copy. For you, when you were writing it, how did you decide when you were grouping the different topics how to do that?
I believe you begin with the end in sight.
Yeah.
The first thing I would address is, have you done your homework? Is your business viable?
Yeah.
So we want to, in the book, talk about those essentials. But the next step is just as important, and that is, which is the right legal entity do I use?
Yeah.
And clearly, the right legal entity to use, whether it be a company, a trust, a sole proprietor, or even in a partnership, will be dependent upon what your vision is as, yeah, a small business owner. And you know that old saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yeah.
So in the guide, we also give you some ideas on business planning. What are the essentials of a business plan?
Yeah.
So that you can actually address what it is you need in your business plan to give you the greatest chance of success.
Yeah.
Clearly, because Nedbank have been so fantastic in sponsoring this book, we've got a section on banking.
Yeah.
But I think with respect, the very important part of that banking chapter relates to the different types of financing, the different types of loans, what kind of bank accounts should you be using.
Yeah.
So Nedbank have been very kind and they've put online business bundles, banking bundles. So it makes it easier for you as an entrepreneur to decide what is the most appropriate bank account, you know.
Okay. So if you're a small business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're aspiring to start a business, make sure you head on over to netbank.co.za under the Small Business tab and download the Essential Guide for Small Business Owners that is written by Thame Niemand. This has been another edition of the Essential Guide for Small Business Owners podcast brought to you by Nedbank. I've been Liwa Gavaza of The Business Day and Financial Mail.
This podcast was brought to you by Nedbank. To download the Essential Guide for Small Business Owners, search Nedbank Small Business Services. See money differently. Nedbank.